Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is our national anthem. Greetings, greetings. How you doing? You've been listening to our national anthem. The age of freedom has come. But you have to work for it. Ain't going to just pop into your lap. You know what I mean? Freedom is there for you, but you really have to work to get it, okay? We're going to start off with one of our assertions. If I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment. I will get what I want, okay? Our slogan is, love is to act and make others feel good through one aim, one destiny, okay? What's that one aim? Freedom, justice, and equality for everybody on the planet, okay? Now, we always start off with the show with the first 5 minutes, which would be that of love. And because to us, that is so important. Now, I want to give a little shout-out to my buddy, because I missed his show yesterday. I was so tired I fell asleep. So that ain't showing no love, but what can I tell you? My body was in love with me, and it said, hey, you got to shut down. So it shut down. But love is an act to make others feel good. We're just doing 5 minutes. I'm not going to do the whole show on love, although I need to do that every day based on what we're going through out here. But when you're in a relationship, okay, most couples don't know what love is. And the type of love that they're pushing on TV, where people be going crazy, killing one another because the person don't want to be with them, that's That's not love. That's madness. You know what I mean? You need to be in control of your emotions. Now, it's something I haven't talked about, that emotional instability. Quiet as is kept, and in difference to what they've been telling you, there's only one emotion, period. That emotion is triggered by different events, okay? The same emotion that you use when you hug and kiss somebody is the same emotion that you use when you punch them in the mouth. There's only one emotion, but different things trigger that emotion. Well, I'm going to talk just a little bit about that. We'll get more into that on the next show when we're talking about love and what triggers your different emotions, why they claiming different things or different types of emotion, but they're not. Different events, different things that happen to you triggers your emotion. You know what I'm saying? If you watch some of the Bruce Lee movies, he'll tell you to use emotional content. Or if anybody has been in martial arts, you can bring this emotion up whenever you get ready to use it for different things. So once you understand that there's only one emotion triggered by different events, okay? It's like if you got electric oven, it's the same electricity, but you can get the convection part, you can get the bake part, you can turn it up, you can turn it down, but it's all triggered by what you do with the knobs. And that's basically how emotion is. It's just one emotion triggered by what you do. That's why knowing how to love is so important. Love is the act that makes others feel good. That way, when you trigger that emotion, right, you're triggering the emotion in a loving manner. And the thing about emotions is that your heart has a neural net, and it remembers why this particular emotion is triggered, and it gives off hormones to help you remember why that particular emotion was triggered. You have hormones that are loving and caring. You have hormones that make you feel uncomfortable, like you don't feel right. You see what I'm saying? So it's important that when you trigger the emotional response from a person, you're doing something that makes them feel good. And that the hormones and everything that's kicking in is all good. And they remember that. And this is what they're attached to. A lot of times when people hook up, you know, everything is good. You're going to flowers, you're cooking food for the guy and everything is just working out great. And then something changes. All right. And you're saying, hey, what happened to that guy I used to go with? Where'd he go? What happened to that girl that was so into me? What in the world happened to all of that? You both happen to each other because you've been triggering emotional responses, not based on making the other person feel good. And after a while, that builds up, and you begin to change because your hormones and your heart begins to kick you into different feelings, different moods, you know? So just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. Through one aim, one destiny, that's the slogan. I was using one guide based on UNIA and Marcus Garvey. I'm a member of the UNIA, but I took the one guide out because that triggers a certain mindset, and I'm trying to get people away from that particular mindset. And that's why we're talking about today, you know. Now remember, if you want to jump in, all you got to do is press 1 on the dial on your phone. And let me know that you have a comment to make, and I'll bring you in. I'll try to bring you in right away, okay? Now, on Monday, we talk about health. Tuesday, we talk about history. Wednesday, we talk about politics. Thursday, economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's religious. It's of a religious nature that we talk about, you know? And that's always tricky. A lot of people don't comment when I've been talking about religion because the way I go about it is a little different, things that they've never heard before, you know, and they really don't know how to speak on it, you know, because it comes at them in a way that they're not actually used to, but it makes sense. So they listen. I get some comments later on, and they call me probably on the phone, but we need to wake up, and we've been asleep for so long, you know. And, you know, when you sleep, you're comfortable. You don't want anybody bothering me. I'm messing with you, man. I'm so comfortable over here. Don't you dare wake me up. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on out there right now. We're asleep and we're comfortable and we're loving it. You know what I mean? Some of us, you try to wake them up, but they punch you in the mouth. Get away from me. Don't you come over here trying to wake me up. But we do need a wake-up call because we're losing ourselves in the programming. And we... And because the programming is so strong, we don't allow the mind, okay, to we don't allow the oracle open up enough avenues so that the mind can trigger certain things in the brain that we need to do. You know, we're gonna talk about that one day. The mind, the oracle, and the brain. That's gonna be a very interesting conversation. but right now, we're talking about I'm gonna get right into the topic. Because this is a lengthy topic and there's a lot to go through, you know, so I'm going to go through as much as possible. Now, the first question that you need to stop and ask yourself when you look in that mirror, you know, who are you? You know, I'm a Bible thumper, so the Bible has all the information in it that you actually need if you know how to read the thing, okay? Now, we don't know who we are. We relate ourselves to landmass. We relate ourselves to planets. We relate ourselves to everything other than who we really are because it works better for the 1% if we don't know who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, we can't come together in a unified manner and make changes on the planet. Most of us don't think we can make no changes on the planet. We rely on something outside of ourselves, other things outside of ourselves to make the changes on the planet when we can literally make the changes ourselves because basically we're carrying that kind of power, you know, but we don't know we're carrying that power because we don't know who he is. Well, I'm an African American, I'm a Greek American, I'm an Asian American, I'm, you know what I mean? Oh, well, I'm an earthling, you know, you're calling yourself everything, but you're greater than everything that you name. And everything that you name cannot determine who you are. You're greater than everything, any planet in the universe. You're greater than all of that, you know. And this is what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that what a friend of mine back in the day, Elijah Muhammad, he said, you can do for yourself, you know. We don't want to do for ourselves. We want somebody else to be in control. This is what they're teaching. This is the programming. Somebody else is in control. Don't you worry about it. Just live your life and do the best you can, and everything will be fine. You know, as long as you're knowing that somebody else is in control. That's the mindset. That's what they want you to think. Okay. Now, the topic, the main topic for today, right, is what does the true story of Mary and Jesus really mean? This directly relates to who you are. I'll throw the question out there first, because most of us don't know who we are, you know? So let's get into the true meaning of Mary and Joseph, okay? Or Mary and Jesus. This will help you as you're in a relationship. This will really help you in your relationship because you'll know who that woman or that man that you're looking at every day, you know who they are, and you know how to deal and address them, you know. When the egg is first fertilized, you know, by the sperm, a light comes in to the womb. This light is not of the mother or the father, and it activates that flesh. Okay, and once that flesh is activated, that's the immaculate conception, okay, which means that every child born is a Christ, every woman who gives birth is a Mary. That's who you have. When, guys, when you look at that woman next to you, you have Mary with you. And when you look at that man next to you, you're looking at a Christ, see? Well, I'm gonna go a little further into this, see, because both of them are Christ, all right? Now, your godhood, now this is very interesting because a lot of people don't realize this. Your godhood, you're born as a Christ. your godhood is activated when you have your first child. Oh, what are you saying, Brother Elohim? Your godhood is activated when you have your first child, okay? Because it's a certain process that the body goes through when you make that ejaculation, especially the first ejaculation, that starts the ball rolling. There's a certain process that the body goes through, okay? From that sperm, okay, and from that egg, everything that is in you, that is a part of you physically, goes into that particular process, all right? Everything. And that's when you first have that first ejaculation, that's when you go into your godhood. Whether you put it in a female, whether when that first, for the female, is when the egg is fertilized. That's kind of interesting. She had those eggs, but the egg has to be fertilized for her, for the God consciousness to come in. That's why there's certain something special about mama. You know, when mama had that baby, that God in her kicks in. And, you know, I've heard tales of, I've heard stories of a woman, child was trapped under a car, and she lifted the car up to get her baby out. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sure some old timers on the line have heard that too. But you'd be amazed at what you are capable of in the right circumstances, okay? It will amaze you what you can do once you realize who you are. Well, a friend of mine said every Saturday, once you're aware of who you are, you know? He said that so much. He got me programmed, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, every mother is a Mary. Every man is a Christ. Your godhood kicks in. When mama get pregnant, her godhood kicks in. And when the man have their first child, his godhood kicks in. You follow what I'm saying? Well, it's a little different from the male, because his godhood kicks in the minute he ejaculates, whatever it's for. Yeah, that's when his godhood kicks in. You know what I'm saying? The woman's godhood kicks in when she has their first child. So it's a little different, you know. Where am I getting all this from? It's in the book. It's in the Bible. You just don't know how to read it, you know. But all that's in the book, you know. And the story of Mary and Jesus is for every man, woman, and child, so you know who you are. What is a Christ? Oh, boy, that's a big question. Because, you know, there's nobody in history named Jesus Christ. Now, I don't see the lines lighting up. Nobody's jumping in on that one. That's okay. You don't have to say anything. I know you're there. I can see that you're there. But there's no one in history named Jesus Christ. The man's name was Yahshua ben Bandera. That's his real name. Now, the term Christ is a title, is who you are, what you have become. You know, that's what the Christ is. One who is crystallized in the oneness with source energy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you are. You are made up out of energy, right? Okay. Now, they keep telling you, okay, we're going to go to the next thing here, right? That's the real concept when you're talking about Mary and Jesus. So you know what you're looking at when you're looking at that female. And she'll know what she's looking at when she look at you. And you know how to treat each other, you know how to respect each other, just like you would treat a Christ. That's how you respect each other. Christians, if Jesus came down here right now, what would you do? How would you treat him? That's how you're supposed to be treating people. You treat every person like they are a Christ. And you can't go wrong with that, I'm telling you, because of the culture. We'll get into the culture in a few minutes. But now, why does the Bible refer to you as gods? That's something to think about. It refers to you as gods. See what I'm saying? And from Christ, you become gods. Here's what takes me out. You got sisters out there who are gods, reducing themselves to being a queen. Yes. You got men out there who are gods reducing themselves to being a king. Why would you reduce yourself in rank? they don't know who they are. They don't know what's going on. They're looking for anything. Well, I'm an empress, okay? So you're running an empire. Those are dictators. They're dictators. Kings and queens are dictators. You follow what I'm saying? Family-run government. That's what, those are government situations. That has nothing to do with who you really are. You see what I'm saying? Those are government institutions, government systems. The king and queen is a system of government, all right? Okay? So I'm just saying we need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to get in. We need to come out of the program. We need to get outside the box, all right? And there's a way in the Bible, right? It tells you how to have a DNA awakening. What does that mean? You know, one strand of DNA can handle all the information in the Library of Congress. They're just not learning this, how important, how powerful that DNA is. That's why they want everybody. They want everybody's DNA. See what I'm saying? Because there's different information on a different strand of the DNA. And they can read your DNA now. So if you come from a people that built the pyramids, they can get the information on how to build the pyramids out of your DNA. If you come from a people that come from Mars, they can get the, how you got here from your DNA. You know what I mean? It's something to think about. You know, you're carrying so much power, but they have you programmed in such a way that you don't have a clue to who you are or what's going on. And that's what this show is about. We're here to wake you up. Now, I know you're going to fight me on a little bit, and I'll get some arguments about this, but that's okay. Okay? We all have different opinion, and everybody lives in a certain place. I don't want to take nobody out of where they live at because that's dangerous. If you're living as a Jehovah's Witness or Muslim or Christian or whatever, and you're on the line, I don't want to take you off of your where you are if you're comfortable there, okay? But this goes in, what I'm saying goes into your DNA, and it will reactivate at a certain period of time. Maybe not now, but it will reactivate at a certain period of time, and the oracle will allow information coming in from your mind and say, wait a minute, I can see that now. That's why in the book it said, let those who have eyes see, let those who have ears, let them hear. Everybody can't see what you're saying. Everybody can't hear what you're saying. And we have to respect that and let them be where they are. You know, if a person will just listen to you, that's enough. And what we need to do is just be able to give each other our opinion. If we can give each other our opinion, that's all that's necessary. Because it's not my job to change you. It's not your job to change me. It's only your job to let me know what you're thinking. Once you let me know what you're thinking, okay, I got that. And once I let you know what I'm thinking, okay, I got that. It's just information. And information is just that, information, until something triggers that information to alert you to other things. Just like on Saturday, I mentioned on Brother Mac's show, because he's every Saturday, he mentioned, I think it's 20-something that he mentioned of different attributes or whatever you call it. I listen to it every week and don't know what he called it. But he lists them, okay? They're in your DNA, everything that he's saying. And there will come a time when something will happen to trigger an activation on things that he's saying, okay? So you might not hear it right away. It might sound, oh, no, I got to wait till he lists all these guys again. But it goes in your DNA, and everything that he's giving you is very important. This is how it is when we talk to each other, when we listen to each other. It goes in your DNA, and if it's the truth, it will trigger a response in your DNA sooner or later. Maybe not today. Maybe not next week, but it will trigger. Same thing with children. You put stuff in the children so that when they get older, things will happen in their life, and that information will trigger, and they will begin to use that information in a positive manner. Sometimes they won't even realize that the information came from you, you know, until you talking to your child, you hear it come back. So, well, he did hear that, huh? He did hear that. And they don't even realize that it came from you sometimes, okay? So it's very important. Now, here's something, all right, that the 1%, do not want you to realize, this is very important, one of the most important things that I could say on this show, you were not created, okay? I can't say nothing more, better or no more important, no more powerful than that. Because every religion that you get into, I don't care which one it is, they tell you about your creator. Why is that so important for every religion to tell you that you was created? Because that puts you in a thought process that you're less than and not equal to something. And every group gives you what you're less than and not equal to. They have that for you. I don't care. Sometimes it's a cow or a rat or whatever it is. Snakes, you know what I mean? It could be people. It could be anything. It could be a boat, you know? But they will give you something that you're less than equal to. And once you get into that particular mindset, you're looking for someone to do for you what you can do for yourself, okay? You are a walking dynamo. You have the power to do anything that you want to do. All you have to do is put your mind to it. You know, when they make that statement, they don't say put your brain to it. There's a reason why they don't say put your brain to it. The brain is a computer. Your mind is where the information is at. Once you put your mind to it, the oracle opens up the information coming out of your mind through your synaptic nerves into your brain. And voila, all of a sudden, you're seeing and doing things that you never thought was possible before. Look, we got planes flying. We're on our way to the moon. Look at what we're doing here, you know? When I was little, we listened to Joe Louis on the morning radio. There was no TVs. Now you got TV on your watch like Dick Tracy. You follow what I'm saying? They know, the 1% know what's going on. They know who they are. And the 1% teach their children who they are. They don't teach you the information. That's why they make it such they make it so difficult for you to get into Harvard, for you to get into Princeton and some of these high-up colleges. Because on a certain level, when you get to that fourth year, they be dropping information that you're not getting in the other colleges, I'm telling you. And you know, because the 1%, they know that their children have to be taught a certain way. And this is what they do. They make sure that the children get a certain information, because if you remember, talking to black folks now, well, I should be talking to everybody, because all white folks been through this as well. They were slaves, you know what I'm saying? And they used to slave each other. In fact, we slaved them as well. So if you go back and really study history, you know, we had white slaves. Where everybody group, all five tribes that come through that slavery routine. And if you and if you remember, as a slave, they made you call them master, right? See what I'm saying? They made you call them Lord. In fact, they still got stores, Lord and Taylor's stores out here. You know what I mean? They know who they are. Why? Because of the book that you got under your bed and never read. I'm talking about the Bible. They know who they are. If you go back in history, I'm just going to give a little history lesson. If you go back in history, the white tribe, right? What were they doing before the Bible was written? Before they got access to the Bible, what were they doing? Go back into the history. They couldn't do nothing. They were stuck. You know what I mean? Stuck dying from all kinds of plagues and every doggone thing. They couldn't get a handle on nothing. One picked up the Bible and started using that book. And before you know it, they ruling the planet. Well, they get the impression that they ruled the planet. But look at the power that they achieved. Where do you think it came from? It didn't come out of their mind. See what I'm saying? I shouldn't say it didn't come out of their brain. See, it came through an activation that happens when you deal with the Bible, and that the mind can transfer the information to the brain so that you can do things. The mind can really use that computer called the brain so that you can do some amazing things. Just, you don't have to believe me. Look it up. Go back into the history and find out what they were doing before the Bible was created. See, we had Ma'at. See, my art and the Bible is the same book. That's a lot of people don't know that. But my art and the Bible is the same book. We have my art. We have all this information. See what I'm saying? They came to Kemet to study, to find out, man, how are these niggas doing all this here stuff, man? What the world is going on out there? Go look it up. You follow what I'm saying? Check it out for yourself. Once they got a hold of this book, man, there was no stopping them. And they respect the book. How do they respect the book? You can't go to a hotel nowhere without finding a Bible someplace. They reverend the book. They're not teaching you how to read it because they used to. It was against the law by penalty of death to teach one of the slaves how to read the book. They say how to read, but how to read the book. That's what it was all about. When they first got here, the people that were reading the book knew how to read the book. And they understood the book. And they didn't know the tricks that came up later on that they were given to you to keep you from understanding what the book is. You follow what I'm saying? So the whole thing is just absolutely amazing. And while we're up on a half hour right now, I know I talked to some of you and told you that we're going to do your commercial on a half an hour. So I'm going to be on time today. All right? So we're going to go into the commercial. Okay, and I want to give a shout out to Nikki Love. I did talk to her personally, you know, and upgrade her information. And if you have those of you who are on the air, right, and want to hear your commercial, if there's anything in it that you need to be changed, just let me know. And because there's a number right here that you can call me and you can let me know if you need to change some information, a different phone number or something like that there, you know. This is Elohim Five Tribes Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. We're going to try to do the daily run, and we'll see how it goes. 1% shut me down the other day, so not me off the air for about a week, but I'm back in the flow, okay? And the caller number is 516-453-9230. I'm going through this kind of fast. It only takes 5 minutes, but seems like a long time. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. Monday, we think about health. Tuesday is history. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, everything is of religious nature to tyrannical church of Christ and Allah. That's TCCA. That's the Bible. We talk about that every day. So I'm a Bible pumper. And we're going to be talking out of the book of tyrannical scriptures from time to time as well, okay? We do not mention your name. Unless you want us to, we only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or group and you want to give us a shout out, please feel free to do so. We have released our gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming. The link for the CD is cdbaby/CD/ Elohim Christ number 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. This is how we support ourselves by our sales and CDs and books and stuff like that there. Ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you dump might just be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And don't forget to check out we need those babies and brothers. You got to hang in there with the sisters. Take two to tango. Take two to make them. Take two to take care of them. And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 1, A Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, call TCCA at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. That's 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5. And also, I'm in the gold business, so I do deal with carry bars. It's a pretty good system. Buy and sell gold. More information about that, just call me at 215-758-1703. And you can email me at ElohimChristAlahim@gmail.com. That's ElChrist, A-L-L-H-E-M at gmail.com. And please don't forget to visit my website, https. / Elohim Christ Elohim website I'm sorry, I got her all screwed up. But visit my website, use my email address, elchristelohim.website.com/website. That will take you right to my website. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation show hosted by Brother Mac. And Sun comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to our sister, Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitri 11. She has a spoken word. And I like her word. I like the words that she speaks. So just check her out. Also, she's changed her format as well, too. So when you go there, she's on YouTube doing some other things, so you can find out by checking her out, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every – well, I have to change that. She's not on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday no more. She's actually not on YouTube. She gave me information the other day. So you can also go to our website, unamandinkra.com. And you can catch our website. You can find all the real information about what's going on, okay? And she's on the YouTube under NikkiLaWunan.com, okay? So she's not on Block Talk Radio no more, okay? So you can catch up with her. I think the call-in number, well, the call-in number is different. I wrote it down. You can call her at 909-749-8626. That's Nikki Love. The reason why I mentioned her show, because she did a spiritual reading on me, and I thought it was pretty good. I do spiritual readings myself, and she impressed me. So that's why I like for people to get at her. If you want to know about the future, what's going on, hey, she's the one to call, okay? Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNA, ACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. They have weekly meetings. For more information, contact President Mark P. at UNA 267-822-2320. Okay. And or you can call me for more information on that as well. From 9 to 7, I'm 215-758-1703. Now, the UAIA, they're offering land to build on in Africa. Now, that's something to think about, okay? That's from the RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, call 609-638-5828. I have one of his suits, and I'm loving every minute of it, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. That call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. I stick my chest out. That's one of my children's. That's my son's company. So I'm kind of proud of him and what he's doing, okay? And we have a brother that has a security company. And if you need a job in security, you're looking for work, just give him a call. His number is 336-988-8638, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He writes in his name, Yesterday's Child. In fact, he did some background on my CD. So, you know, and he has seven CDs on the market because he just dropped one not too long ago. So if you want information about him, just call 267-259-4077. And he's also on CD Baby as well, okay? And I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Path Learning Academy. I stick my chest out again. That's my daughter's company. Okay. Now, she's licensed, certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school to become a doctor. Taylor Path has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Her email address is Taylor Path Learning Academy @gmail.com, Instagram Taylor_LA, you know, I'm not down with Instagram too much, but there it is. I also like to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And also, just learned that Dr. Paul, if you call him, he has a herb chart that he's sending out for free. So you can call him and get the herb chart and learn how to eat and be a little healthy, you know. Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561 3864. And if you're sick and you're not calling one of these special, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. I'm just kidding. So, so just give these calls, these guys a call, and don't worry. Call these guys and be healthy. Okay. Now we're going to get back into the show. I've seen it took a little long before. I'm stumbling out here. You know what I mean? But, okay. Now let's get back into the program here. Now, we left off at being created. You know, that's a real wake-up call, you know? Because if you're created, that means that you believe that you're less than and not equal to something. You can't be equal to that which created you. There's a difference between being made and being created. Now, if you cut a tree down and you make a chair, see, you didn't create the chair. You made the chair out of that was made. You made the chair out of the tree. So there's a difference between that. If you create a chair, you don't need the tree. You don't need the tree. You just make the chair out of thin air, but you can't do that. One-on-one basic science tells you, energy cannot be created or destroyed. That's the first thing you learn in science. And everything in the universe is made up out of energy. This energy is what we call Allah or the All, because everything is made up out of that energy. So in effect, you are actually, okay, conscious energy formed in flesh. That's who you are. You are actually the universe expanding itself. You have no limits. Think about it. 40 years ago, Google what you were doing then. Google what you're doing 20 years ago. Google what you're doing now. And think about what the plans are for the future. There's no limit. It's just on and on and on and on, because there's no limit to you because of who you are. Psalms 82, you are all gods, children of the Most High. They don't say Most High God. They be throwing that out there because they want you to constantly think. They don't want to break the programming. They want you to constantly think that you're less than and not equal to something. That's a misnomer. And I'm telling the sisters and brothers, don't degrade yourself, or underpromote yourself by going from being a god or a goddess to a king and a queen. Think about it. See what I'm saying? Being a god, that's not a political system. Being a queen is. Being a king is. That's a political system, and how the system is run through the family. It's family rule. You follow what I'm saying? That's when one family is ruling the empire or ruling whatever's going on. And cannibals get in unless they got the blood. You follow what I'm saying? That's another thing why they push the blood, too, but that's a whole other story. You said right now. We only got about 17 minutes. I ain't gonna have time to get into all that. But just remember that if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one on your phone, and that will let me know that you have your hand up. I see we got quite a few on the line here. Just hit one, and let your hand go up. That'll let me know that you have a comment or you have one to say, or if you just want to talk about your company, or you just want to say hi to Brother Elohim, whatever you want to do, that's fine. Just hit one, let me know, okay, that you're out there, okay? Now, that's where we left off at. Now, here's I have a question for you. If there's a religion that you know of that don't tell you that you was created, please hit one. Please hit one and let me know. I'd appreciate it, okay? Because I haven't found one, okay? Now, they go through great lengths. The 1% goes through great lengths to keep you asleep. I mean, they work so hard to keep you asleep, because once you wake up, it's like Roosevelt. He said that there's a black rider on a white horse, and the black rider is asleep. When he wake up and take the reins, things are going to change. So you're riding that which you can control, but you're asleep at the wheel. Yeah, you're in a car driving, but you sleep. And until you wake up, the horse is just going wherever it wants to go. The car just goes wherever it wants to go. That's why they don't want you. Because if you wake up, you're going to take control. That's what it's all about. Taking control of what's going on, okay? You need to be in control. Now, think about this. They take you through a process because they want to keep you asleep. So they tell you that something outside of yourself is in control. Think about it. They tell you that something outside of yourself is in control. And if something is in control, then, oh, don't worry about it. Just going back to sleep and everything's going to be okay because God is good. I mean, oh, God is good. You look in the mirror, and that's who's good. You're good. Follow what I'm saying? All I'm telling you, God is in control. They don't want you to take control over this thing. Because once you take control over this thing, there's a whole new day. The planet changes. Everything changes. I mean, you're what I call the great God. That's all the people working together for our one aim and one destiny. Freedom, justice, and equality for everybody on the planet. Now, they don't want that because they need this whole system all over the world is built on slavery. Whether it be physical, economic, or whatever, it's all built on slavery, okay? now, the Bible says you were made. Now, why did they throw that word created in there? Because they want to confuse you. They want to keep you off balance, okay? Right in Genesis, it tells you that you was made. See what I'm saying? Made him male and female. When the first time that you went through in Genesis, it didn't say nothing about pulling no rib out of nobody. That's a story about DNA cloning and all that stuff. That's what that's all about. Being corporeal, incorporeal, being able to see the snake people, what's called the Dragons. If you ever listen to Will I Am, he goes through the whole nine yards about the people. All that's a different story about what's going on. If you can really see it and understand what that's all about, you know. But before Adam and Eve, men and women were made. It says. We made them. That's what it says. And then after that, they threw the word create in there to show you all balance. But we're waking you up. You were not created. You were made out of source substance. You're made out of the energy, okay, that comes through the cosmos. This is where your power is coming from. Now, when you pray and you're asking God to do this and God to do that, if you believe strong enough, if you put enough energy into it, okay, some of the things that you're praying for are going to come to you. Because you were made of source energy, the power is yours to bring to you whatever you want. That's why they call it a secret, but ain't no real secret. They say what you think about, you bring about, okay? Because the power is yours to bring to you whatever you want. You're carrying power. You don't have to pray outside yourself to get the power. You're carrying power. But if you believe in something enough, okay, whoever you're praying to, it doesn't matter. If you believe in something enough, you can make things come to you, all right? But you have to have enough confidence and what you're asking for. And you have to really be firm if that's what you want. My mama used to say, son, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. I mean, you think you want something and you ask for it when it comes and you say, man, where'd this come from? It's something you told you, something you really didn't want. You know what I mean? But you were thinking about it. You weren't about it. You're trying to bring it into existence, and there it is, okay? Now, what I'm going to do at this point, we got about 11 minutes. Since my friend is on the line, I'm going to put him on the hot seat for a minute here, and he can tell you a little bit more about what he's got coming up for you this Saturday and give you that number again, okay? So, 1927. You're on the air. Do you have a comment, or do you want to give us a little bit more information about what you're going to do this Saturday?
Well, good evening, Brother Elohim.
I got you.
This is Brother Mac of Legacy of a Nation. I have a question regarding today's topic, because I find it somewhat confusing, having been raised up in the AME church and in the Baptist church, and I was taught early on, Adam was created, and when I hear you make the distinction between being made and being created, and then you give the analogy of a piece of furniture being made from a tree which was created, is very enlightening, but it's confusing because it causes me to have to re-examine something that I have always considered to be true and irrefutable, if that makes sense. I wonder how many more might be laboring under the same contradiction. I understand when you analogize creation versus being made, but I find it confusing because it contradicts what I already thought that I knew.
Well, absolutely, I understand that, and you have been asleep, and they want to make sure that you're asleep. The people that were governing you, they know their gods, and they function like gods. See what I'm saying? Just like we complain about Monsanto. Monsanto's feeding millions of people because that's their job. They're gods. Gods are supposed to take care of the food, clothing, and shelter of the people, 6 billion people. Once you upgrade your mindset to being a god, you don't think in terms of, I got to feed myself and my little family or whatever. You go beyond that. And if you can create system, I use the term create myself, that's programming. If you can make a system that can feed 6 billion people as you're thinking of a god, you're not going to have any trouble feeding yourself and your little family. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like my mother used to tell me, shoot for the sun. If you miss the sun, at least you hit the moon. You know what I'm saying?
How about that?
And the whole thing is, they want you to rely on them for your goods and service. If you're relying on somebody else for your goods and service, who's in control of your life? Because if they stop the goods and service, you'll starve to death. You won't be able to get anything. It reminds me of when a couple of weeks ago, they cut my card off. No reason whatsoever. They just cut it off because they didn't think it was me. So they cut my card off, right? And I'm having trouble because of coronavirus, getting the car back on. But I couldn't pay the phone bill because I paid that by card. I couldn't pay the internet. I paid that by card. Couldn't pay my radio. Pay that by card. And I'm saying, whoa, they cut the card off. I got trouble. And I'm over an hour on the phone trying to talk to them, trying to find out what the problem is. You know what I mean? So who's in control? That's what it's all about. And I just want to mention something, too, since you went in this direction. You are actually a slave master. Your physical body is your slave. It will do whatever you want it to do. And man or God cannot separate from God. It's just a matter of controlling or not controlling. So this is what Britain realized during their little white ages. Well, they call it the dark age, but I call it the white age because they're separated from everybody. They dying like flies, couldn't do what they had to do because they didn't have control over enough people. See what I'm saying? The people they're trying to separate from had information that they needed to push them further. So when they realized that, that's when they went out and made sure they start controlling different nations, even by force. But they were beginning to control because they realized they could not separate from the human population. So the key to the whole thing under the slavery mindset, under the slavery system that they're running, is control. And once you give up your control, you know what I'm saying, you're in trouble. That's what they're trying to do. They're telling you God is in control. So you have to believe in a creator. If you don't have, if you don't believe in a creator, you're not going to believe that somebody else is in control of everything. Oh, it'd be the will of God, be the will of Allah, be the will of Jesus, thank you this and thank you that. Then you won't let go of your slave, which is your physical body. You will commit physical body to whatever they're asking you to do, because in your mind, you are no longer in your mind. You are less than and not equal to that God that they're giving you to. And that AME, who was the God that they had you, who the God that they had you thinking that you was in control over you? That's my question to you.
Yes, sir. And I would say
they're a God. Now, you don't sit in that church and they don't give you no God to worship. Come on.
Well, it would seem that either I don't understand the question, or they don't want you to discover who or what God is.
Well, the Bible tells you, if you're in the AME church, you're reading the Bible, Psalm 82. You're all God, all of you are God. That's why I was able to say don't worship no God other than me. And that's why the 1%. Whoever's in charge, they don't want you to worship no god other than them. You can't, you even talk about beast on and the queen, they will lock you up. You know what I'm saying? And you got one president. You see what I'm saying? This is the God, this will be the God that you listen to, that you worship in the United States. He will be the president. You see what I'm saying? Although the United States is a colony of Britain, we're all following the queen, but that's a whole nother story. That's all I'm saying. They know what they're doing. They know what responses they trigger when they say certain things. That's why they make sure things are said a certain way. That's why they don't want you to call your children children. They want you to call your children kids. Alpha Balcony, which is the goat. Come on. Once you get into it, especially if you've been through the Mason hookup, you know all about this stuff, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, you got to study. Not just the religion that you're under, but you got to study all of them. All of the holy books, that was one of the next questions I thought, we only got about 2 minutes, but all of the holy books, they're the same book. The Quran, the Bible, Bhagavad Gita, Asbi, all of them, they're the same book. And if you go back to the book that they call Ma'at, all the information that's in those books is coming from Ma'at and further back. So they're not really giving you anything new. They just want you to make sure that you don't wake up to what they're up to. And once you begin to see what they're up to, you'll sit back and say, whoa, man, what have I been doing all this here time? We up 200 years we've been here. Well, we've been here longer than that. But we've been under their control for 200 years. And only thing they have done was gave us more breathing room. You know, like you do a cattle when the cattle is all, the cattle stays in the barn all that time and they have trouble.
Right.
You open up the door, you let the cattle out and the cattle roam around, but the fence is still there. So that's what they did. They gave us more things to make us think that we're free, but we're not. We only got about 50 seconds here. We're talking to Brother Mackey on the line, and he's a legacy of the nation, so he comes on Saturday. So I'm go ahead and close out here with the two with the information coming from a commercial, okay? Because I like when we interact. Now remember, tomorrow, if you call in, I've got a lot of you on the line. Tomorrow, if you call in, if you do have a comment or a statement, okay, you can just hit one on the line. You can just hit one on your phone, and that'll let me know if you have a comment or you want to say something about your business or whatever you want to do. We don't charge nothing for people to advertise on the show. This is what we do. We're giving back, you know. Although we do have a CD on the market, but if you can purchase that, that will help us out a little bit. We have books on the market. If you purchase one of our books, that will help us out a little bit too, okay? Okay, yeah. So Brother Mac's number is, I'm sorry, 7566. We only got 10 seconds left. I'm sorry. So I won't be able to bring you on at this particular time, but we'll be here tomorrow, okay? Call in tomorrow if you have, and if you want to make a comment or something like that there, and we'll let you do. So we're actually off the air right now, and what I'd like to do is say I don't have time to make the closing assertion, but I want to thank everybody so much for calling in. I appreciate it, and we'll be here tomorrow at the same time, 8 o'clock, so tune in, okay? And we can interact and talk back and forth with each other. So remember, love is the act to make others feel good through one aim and one destiny, okay? Peace.
Much love, my brother. Be well.